Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another episode of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, the 8th of June of 2022. I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you from Midland, Michigan, where I live. I do apologize for the late start. A couple times when I called in, I was hearing this static noise, and I was hearing like other noises and like another voice and what have you. So I kept trying calling in until I didn't hear that certain thing anymore, because I did not want static or anything like that coming into that broadcast, because I just don't like that. But the last time I called in, we didn't have that issue. Therefore, we are good to go. And it is good to be with you, wherever you're tuning in from, however you found out about us. It's just such a blessing that you are here with me. And so it's an awesome thing. Really, it's an awesome thing. And so, as I told you, my dad has returned back to Michigan from India. And I think my plan is to have him on Monday to interview him and have him talk to us about what on earth happened in India when my dad was there. And I don't mean it like, I don't mean that like in a bad way. I mean like, what did God do? And so I'm looking forward to getting to hear his perspective on what God did there. And so it's going to be a wonderful thing. I guarantee it. And so, after all, Father's Day is a week from Sunday, June the 19th. I was thinking for a second, making sure I got the date right. Yep, June 19th is Father's Day. No, I didn't look at my phone. Nope, I just remembered that it was June 19th. Because didn't want you to think I was looking it up on the phone. Let me guess, Emily, you might have been looking it up on the phone, wouldn't you? You'd have been like it, because then, and about the whole phone thing, about how so many of us, some of us basically have our life on our phone. Sometimes my pastor from the pulpit will be like, oh, yep, that's my phone. I'm still learning how to use it, by the way. One time he said that when his alarm was going off when he was preaching.
Really?
Yeah. And then, listeners, he says this cool thing. He says, well, these are my pastor's words. Well, my granddaughter recently taught me that when this alarm goes off, I can hit snooze. And when I hit snooze, and then he asked, you know, the congregation, you know, how many minutes does it give you? And then a couple of them in the congregation were like 9 minutes. And they're like, okay, 9 minutes. And then he said, well, she informed me of something else related to that. She said that I can keep pushing it again and again and again and again. So he could go on and on, like keep hitting that snooze button and then get 9 more minutes and then that thing goes off again. Well, he's only had it go off twice. But, I mean, it never went off a third time. That'd be funny if he got it to go off a third time, wouldn't it? He got it to go off a third time. And so, and he uses, no, I'm not going to tell you what ringer he uses. Because I would want you, listeners, to find out for yourselves what it is. Because I can't be giving everything away. But it's crazy how much stuff my life is on our phone. You see, folks, that is why when I tell you how you can tell listeners how they can be a part of the show, that's why I've always said since the get-go that it is always a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone. Now, originally, folks, Preacher Man came up with that. But after he did, I decided it was a good slogan. And I decided to adopt that. And what I mean is, by that, this whole thing of it's a smart idea to listen on your smartphone, is that so many of us will do so many different things on our smartphone, like pay bills and different things and, you know, text and use social media, hopefully in the right way. And all these different things. And so I thought, you know, just like Preacher Man, how, you know, it's a great thing if you can use it to be a part of a great program like this. And guess what? If you got one of those cord, you can even hook it up with the CarPlay so you can play it through the speakers of your car while you're driving down the road. And you can be listening to this broadcast of the Miracle Man Show. All from your phone. And guess what? While you do it, your phone charges. So you don't have to worry about your, chances are you won't have to worry, unless your charger's not working right, you won't have to worry about how your phone is doing, because it'll be charging. And so, it's an awesome thing. But, so that's why I always say, you know, it's always a smart thing. Listen to this program on your smartphone. And, I just think of something. With it being Father's Day next week, next Sunday, it's also a great thing to think about the Heavenly Father. Because God is, in fact, the Heavenly Father. And guess what? He's a father to the fatherless. And that is something that I always thought of you know, that as I got older, like when I became a teenager, when I would hear that, that always ministered to me, because at the time, at that time, until I was like 16, so like 13 years of my life or so, I didn't have a father. And so it was just a great thing to know that the Lord was a father, is a father to the fatherless. And so it's always something to just keep in mind. So beautiful thing. Now, I want to remind you of a couple of things that we always mention on this program. Number one, is the book Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life. It's about the story of my life and how great God has been. God has been so great to me. He's helped me through so much. And think about all the different things that Jesus healed me from. How he healed me from seizures. Healed me from colon cancer when I was 2. Healed me of deafness, partial deafness when I was, made it so I could hear in my left ear when I was like 5. He healed me, my kidneys at a very young age, healed my immune system, healed my hands from warts. And it's just been so great what he's done. And I give all the glory to him. All the thanks to him for that, for what he's been doing, for what he's going to do for me, and all his plans that he has for me. And his plans that he has for you are for your good. They're not plans to hurt you. They are plans to prosper you. They are plans to give you hope and a future. Hope and a future. That's what those plans are. Because he wants to give you hope and a future. And so it's awesome that he would do that, that he does that for us. Go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out how the book can be a blessing into your life. Amen. The other thing I would like to remind you about real quick is PayPal. You can go online to PayPal in order to sow a seed into the Miracle Man program. This program has been a blessing into your life over the past approximately 5 years. Because on the 25th of July, it's going to be the 5-year anniversary of us launching this. And I am so grateful to God for what he has done, for how he has helped me. I am grateful to God that you have been there for the last 5 years, and I am just so thankful for that. And you can sew to keep us going. Go online to paypal.com. And in the search bar, we got on the website, you can type in Rivers Shukla. That's my name. So Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. The last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind two things. The first R in Rivers, and then the S in Shukla, both of these are capitalized. The other thing I want you to make note of is that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla, so please make a note of that. And the verse I want to sow into your life tonight is where it says, he who soweth sparingly shall also reap. You sow, you reap. That's a principle. You reap what you sow. You sow corruption, you reap corruption. You sow good things, you reap good things. Sow a little, reap a little. Sow a lot, reap a lot. As I tell you a lot on this program, he tells you. What I mean is, when you sow, you reap. You sow, if you sow bountifully, you reap bountifully. But, so, I always think that that's a great principle, and that is that you reap what you sow. So, when you sow into this program, you're sowing into great ground. It really is good ground. And so, that is why it's just, an awesome thing, I think. Now, I am going to sing a couple songs, and then we will get into the word of the Lord for tonight and what he wants us to. Every day I will be a light and true, and I pray that I now come to know you more. Will say that I step I take in. Every day I will be a light into the world. Every day it's you I live for. Every day I follow after you. Every day I walk with you, my Lord. Every day I will be a light into the world, and I pray that you would guide me every single step I take. And every day I will be a light into the world. Every day it's you I live for. Every day I follow after you. Every day I walk with you, my Lord. Every day I follow you I live for. Every day I follow after you. Every day I walk with you, my Lord. You I live for every day. It's 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 you I live for every day. Every day, it's you I live for. Every day, I follow after you. Every day, I walk with you, my Lord. Every day, it's you I live for. Every day I walk and follow after you. Every day I walk with you, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He is jealous for me. Sounds like a hurricane. In grace. Oh, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves. Oh, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. He loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves. Oh, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves. Yes, we love you. Oh, how we love you. Oh, how we love you. Oh, how we love you. Yes, we love you. Oh, how we love you. Oh, we love you. Oh, how we love you. Oh, how we love you. Oh, how we love you. I love, I love. I love you, Jesus. I love, I love. I love your presence. I love, I love. I love you, Jesus. I love, I love. I love your presence. I love, I love. I love you, Jesus. I love, I love. I love your presence. I love, I love. I love you, Jesus. I love, I love. I love your presence. There wasn't a day that you weren't by my side. There wasn't a day that you let me fall. In all of my life, your love has been true. And with all of my life, I will worship you. There wasn't a day that you weren't by my side. There wasn't a day that you let me fall. In all of my life, your love has been true. And with all of my life, I will worship you. I will sing of all you've done. I remember how far you carried me from beginning till the end. You are faithful, faithful to the end. I will sing of all you've done. I remember how far you carried me from beginning until the end. You are faithful, faithful to the end. Father's heart is for us in glory. Well, that's always true to me. Careful hands, they hold us safe within his promise, calling for the destiny. Yes, I will sing of all you've done. Now remember how far you carried me from beginning until the end. You are faithful, faithful to the end. I will sing of all you've done. And I remember how far you carried me from beginning until the end. You are faithful, faithful to the end. Until the end. Until the end, oh Lord, you are faithful. There won't be a day that you're not by my side. There wasn't a day that you let me fall. In all of my life, your love has been true. And with all of my life, I will worship you. There wasn't a day that you weren't by my side. There wasn't a day that you let me fall. In all of my life, your love has been true, and with all of my life, I will worship you. We will worship you. Surely your goodness and mercy follow me. Follow me, surely your goodness and mercy follows me, follows me. There won't be a day that you're not by my side. There won't be a day that you let me fall. In all of my life, your love has been true. And with all of my life, I will worship you. There wasn't a day that you weren't by my side. There wasn't a day that you let me fall. In all of my life, your love has been true, and with all of my love, I will worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There is never a day. There wasn't a day. There isn't a day. There will never be a day that you're not by our side. You're always there for us. You're always leading us. You're always guiding us. Thank you, Master. Well, you're always there. You're always making a way. When it seems like there is no way, You're making one. Always. Always. And thank you. Thank you, Master, that you're right there with us. You're right there for us. Right when we need you. Thank you, Master, for being right there for us. Thank you that you're helping us through these last of the last days. And I thank you for what you're doing in us right here, right now, Master. I thank you that these, all every need in these listeners' lives, every need is met right now. As you know what they have need of right here, right now. And I thank you that you're meeting the needs represented by these people. As you know what they have need of. And I thank you, Master, for that. Thank you that these listeners have ears to hear your word. They're ready to receive your word and ready to study, that their lives would be changed. And I thank you, Master, that you use me to deliver this word. And now I make my confession over this program. Thank you that for finances coming into this program, for sponsors and partners coming into this program, for increases in listenership coming into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen, amen, and amen. Let's make our confession, because the Bible says that we can have the fruit of our lips. Amen. So let's do it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can have what the Word says I can have. I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It's more than a religious book to me. And it is more than a history book to me. I am a believer. Therefore, I am a receiver. I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight, in the name of Jesus. Turn with me, please, to the book of 1 Corinthians 10. And I want to start with verse 23. And I want to encourage you for the next little bit. Be a part. Don't just sit at home and watch. Whatever I do for the next little bit, you do. If I pray, you pray. If I sing again, for some reason, you sing. As I study the Bible, you follow along. As I exhort, pay attention. Because I believe this is how you're going to get the most out of this tonight. Amen. So Proverbs 10. No, excuse me, not Proverbs. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 23, and IV. Everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible, but not everything is constructive. Nobody should seek his own good, but the good of others. Eat anything sold in the meat market. Without raising questions of conscience. For The earth is the Lord's, everything in it. So this earth that we, you and I walk on, it's God's earth. It's the Lord's. God made it. Verse 27. If some unbeliever invites you to a meal and you want to go, eat whatever is put before you without raising questions of conscience. But if anyone says to you, this has been offered in sacrifice, then do not eat it. Both for the sake of the man who told you and the conscience sake. The other man's conscience, I mean you yourselves. For why should my freedom be judged by another's conscience? If I take part in the meal of thankfulness, why am I denounced because of something that I thank God for? So whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. Do not cause anyone to stumble, whether Jews, Greeks, or the church of God. Even as I try to please everybody in every way, for I am not seeking my own good, but the good of many, so that they may be saved. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. Verse 2, chapter 11. I praise you for remembering me in everything and for holding to the teachings, just as I passed them on to you. Now I want you to realize that the head of every man is Christ. And the head of the woman is man, and the head of Christ is God. Every man who prays or prophesies with his head covered dishonors his head. Every woman who prays or prophesies with her head covered dishonors her head. It is just as though her head were shaved if a woman does not cover her head. Her hair cut off. Your hair cut off. And if it is, it is grace for a woman to have her hair cut or shaved off, and she is, you know, her head. Verse 7. A man ought not discover his head. A man not ought to cover his head, since he is the image of glory of God. But the woman is the glory of man. For man did not come from woman, but woman from man. Neither was man created for woman, but woman for man. For this reason, and because of the angels, the woman ought to have a sign of authority on her head. In the Lord, however, woman is not independent of man, nor is man independent of woman. For as woman came from man, so also man is born of woman. Everything comes from God. Judge for yourselves. Is it proper for a woman to pray to God with her head uncovered? Doesn't the very nature of things teach you that if a man has long hair, that it is a disgrace to him? Let's look at chapter 12. Let's talk about these spiritual gifts. Now, what spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or another, you were influenced and you were led astray by the idols. Therefore, I tell you that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. Verse 4, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit, capital S. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given to the Spirit the message of wisdom. To another, the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, by another faith, the same Spirit. To another, gift of healing by that one Spirit, to another miraculous powers, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, to another speaking in different kinds of tongues, and there's still another the interpretation of tongues. All of these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he gives them to each one just as he determines. Verse 12, the body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and though all of its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink, capital S, Spirit to drink. Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, I am not a hand, I don't belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. If the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sight, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, then where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? as it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. The head can't say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, these parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty. While our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there would be no division in the body, but with its parts, should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. And in the church, God has appointed first of all apostles, teachers, then workers of miracles, also those having gifts of healing, those able to help others, those with gifts of administration, and those speaking in different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? No. Are all prophets? No. Are all teachers? No. Do all work miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? But easily desire the best, the greater gifts. And now I show you the most excellent way. We'll look at this first passage of 13 and then we'll talk. If I speak in the tongues of men or angels, but I'm not love, then I am only a resounding gong or clangsim. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but I have not love, I am nothing. If I give all what I possess to the poor, and I surrender my body to the flames, but I have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects. It always trusts. It always hopes. It always perseveres. Love never fails. For where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there is tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappear. And I'm going to quit right there. So we found out tonight. So we are the body of Christ. But listen, as Christians, we are the body of Christ. But guess what? Though we're all part of the body of Christ, we're all different parts. But we all live by the same Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit. That's what the Word of God tells us, that we should be led by the Holy Spirit, not led by our own ideals. We should be led by the Holy Spirit as opposed to just our own little what we think and what we wish and what we feel. No. We're supposed to be led by the Spirit of God is what the Word tells us. Talks about, what we read about tonight, talks about how there's different kinds of gifts. But it says, covet earnestly the best gifts. So, some of the gifts are those of tongues, the speaking of tongues in the church. Others are the interpretation of the tongues. Others are the workers of miracles, you know. But you know, we know Jesus is the guy. Jesus does the miracles. But God put miracles. Let me say something. God put miracles in the church long ago. He put them in there before Jesus even came. You know what, though? God is not taking miracles out of the church. He put them in there. And I love the way that R.W. Schambach says that. God put miracles in the church, and he is not going to take them out. Because it was him that put them there. He meant for them to be there. Why else would they be there? They were designed by God to be there. And so we see that. And over the years, I've seen different miracles. Not just in my life, but heard testimonies of people being delivered from things, set free from things, healings in their bodies, financial miracles, and a lot of different things that God has done. And so I thank God for that. And I believe that the miracles are going to keep coming. I believe there's going to be more and more miracles. I believe there's going to just continue to be more and more miracles as the coming of the Lord approaches, because we are very close right now. We're very close. Every day we get closer. And I know that God is just going to keep moving. He's just going to keep moving. And it's something that I trust. It's something that I know for sure. It's not one of those things that I just go, I don't know. No. I believe that he will. And so I trust in the Lord all the time. I trust in him, and I trust in the power of his might. I really do. And it's not something that I am going to take lightly. Because I honestly, firmly believe it. Amen. And, but of course, in order to see these things work, we have to have love one for another. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love forgets wrongdoings. What I mean by that is, I mean, love forgives. So if someone, if you have aught against someone, you need to forgive them for what they've done. Otherwise, you're showing that you don't necessarily love them. And love never fails. Love doesn't suddenly just decide to fail. No, love never fails. Trying to find where love fails, but according to the Word of God, love never fails. And it's, love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not angry. No, it's not angry. It is not, it's just not, and so I just want to say, folks, I love you. I really do. And I love doing the show with you guys these three nights a week that I do it. And I've been enjoying doing it. And I just want to thank you for being a part. Now, fathers, help us tonight. Help us to do your work. Help us to always walk in love. Help us to follow you, to follow your example, Jesus, to live like you would want us to live, and to be the people that you want us to be, Heavenly Father. And I thank you, Master, for that. In your name. Now I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no evil shall befall us. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling. You have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no suicide, no fire, no flood, no crash. None of this evil stuff will come near us, our immediate loved ones. In Jesus' matchless name. I sure love you. All right. Until next time. So long, everyone. God first, God always.